Hey guys, welcome to episode 27 of the Sound Log, or the Slog, where we do nearly daily updates. I guess we do twice a week. So it's not nearly
bi-weekly.
My name is Julian.
I'm Marine here.
And Marine's next to me. Without the T as well. It's not Martin.
Nice.
But yeah, I would just hand it over to the older guy.
Respect for the age.
So we can give you an update what we've been up to.
That's nice. The update is, what's freshest in my mind is that we just finished recording a podcast with Ben Smith, whom we had on our show before. It was a really nice conversation. This was more of a free-flowing kind of a three-way conversation on the topic of entrepreneurship. So some really nice quotes and insight that were going to come out from that one. But I think it was a very refreshing one and quite insightful for somebody who is starting out or just in the middle of their entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, I am. Definitely. It was more a conversational piece where we were discussing between the three of us instead of us interviewing someone.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to kind of share thoughts with like-minded people, because usually we just try to listen and then ask an appropriate question, but this time it was nice just to vocalize.
Yeah, it's maybe worth it to try to experiment with different formats.
Yeah, definitely.
With the podcast, because interviewing is fine, but actually, if you're doing a part two or something else, you can go more in depth and just bounce ideas off of each other as it's going along. It's more natural for sure.
Yeah,
maybe more valuable.
Yeah, but it helps having that first podcast where we actually kind of get to know the person we're talking to. And then the second part is, of course, we have some more context about each other, so it helps. And I guess going more personal and, yeah.
Nice.
In that sense.
Wow.
So check out Ben Smith at bensmith.tv, I think, is his website. You see his website and also his podcast. Really, really useful stuff, especially on the voice topic, but not only, because like you mentioned in this chat, he does about 50% of his content about entrepreneurship and very practical advice and very timely. It's something that's current, that you can implement, you can try, and it's, I think, great tips. I usually take a lot of notes when listening to the podcast. And check him out. And besides that, on our end, what do we do, dude?
I'm starting my coding school tomorrow, meaning that I'll be teaching programming.
Well, there you go. Tell the peeps.
It's not really related to Duolo, but it's going to take a considerable amount of time. Next 6 working days. So it starts Wednesday, ends next Wednesday. I'm doing it for a third year in a row here in Amsterdam. I'm fortunate enough to be invited there and provide some digital skills, mostly from the coding domain, to some young and fresh minds. But it will be fun to do that. Of course, I'm going to share a little bit from our experience, I think. And actually, I mentioned that because over the past year, we've been doing a lot of everything on the website. But definitely, I have a better appreciation for what it takes to build a good website that's solving the customer problems, addressing issues, optimizations, analytics, and things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've worked on many websites, but you usually care the most about your own website, which is natural.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just goes to show that when it's not your own thing, like skin in the game kind of theme, you don't pay that much attention.
No. I think it's understandable. You're emotionally invested in that. I mean, if you have a career or like work that's really close to you and you feel that connected, then you have exactly the same experience. But for me, at least, I don't care about analytics in general. I'm not interested in that, in the numbers that much. But when it comes to our own business and our own website, I can really go deep so much because I have a really, really clear motivation why I'm doing this.
Yeah, makes sense. On that topic, we started Facebook ads yesterday, and we'll be looking into analyzing, optimizing, and doing lots more of them now with the new website, with the new visuals. that hopefully get people's attention more than they would have had with our previous DIY photo shoots.
And we'll make sure everything we're going to share with you, the listeners here, of our slog.
Slogging it. Cool, guys. I think that about wraps it up. And we will see you.
Hear you.
We will talk to you.
Yes.
On Friday.
Friday.
And are you posting the podcast with Ben Thursday? Maybe.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay. So we expect the podcast with Ben part two on Thursday. And the slog on Friday. And Friday. Check out. Yeah. Thanks for the echo.
I'll be back vocals.
And check out the new website if you haven't already. And yeah, talk to you next time.
Wordulo.com, that's the website. Don't forget to check it out.
It's the website, guys. Bye. See ya.